This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kine.
Hi there, this is Arvind Rathore. Exciting to be here at the Agile Thoughts Podcast. Thank you, Lance. I'm based out of Bangalore, India. I'm a keen agilist. Been in the industry for 24 years and worked with all over Fortune 500 different large companies and now startup, and keen to understand how the agile world has evolved and share some of my thoughts.
This is a continuing episode about Agile in the C-Suite with Arvind Rathore.
Everybody's talking about AI, like it or not, but you know, people are in the agile world are trying to see how does that make sense for agilists, for corporates in general, and you know, some I feel there is a sense of force fitting something. You know, I've seen some of the coaches and some of the agile purists saying agile and AI, how do they get along? What are the different models, frameworks? So then, you know, I think getting ahead of themselves and trying to force fit things. But that's an interesting thing. You know, I don't know if you've got some views around that.
My impression of AI is a dramatic change because, for example, you're no longer doing something that's, you're not test driving machine learning. You're just doing the machine learning. And so the quality practices from a developer standpoint, that now I'm really speaking from a developer standpoint, it really changes the game a little bit because now I'm going to train a model and I'm not doing any test driving. I'm just training a model. And then once the model's done, now I have to test it. So it's not test driven. Mm-hmm. It's a test after the fact. I don't know how to test drive that. Does that mean I don't do it? That means I'm going to, it's a new technology. It goes back to what you were saying about if you are doing your job exactly the same way for the last 2 years, you're probably atrophying and you're not being very agile, and you don't want to be that company that only exists for 16 years because they couldn't adjust. So I take all that advice and I think about, well, how do I try out AI in an experimental way and see if I can, you know, release a quality product with it?
AI is obviously going to determine and shape a lot of things for us in the future. But as far as the world of software development is concerned, I think there are a lot of things that are getting disrupted. You know, like right from how is code is written, how is refactored. For the major part, we talked about how do you maintain the code and the documentation around it. And I think the software engineers find that as a very boring job. And I think AI is going to at least help that, you know, maintain the code and the document around what's there. Was written, and you know, for the sake of maintainability, I think you know, those are things. And of course, a lot of automation around how the software is tested is going to bring about, you know, a lot of change into not only the quality of the code but also the way it is shipped sooner. Right, and of course, I think the biggest part would be, in my opinion, as far as software development is concerned, the whole analysis that will free up a lot of manual effort. And a lot of effort that is person-specific. The person who knows this code can only analyze it and so on and so forth, right? So I think AI can do that. A lot of companies are coming with their co-pilot, different levels of maturity for that matter, right? But I think it's a step in the right direction. We talk about, you know, you and I used to speak a lot about pair programming and, you know, we used to have people, you know, you coach people on pair programming and how senior, junior developers get together and, you know, really mentor and responsible for how the code is written. Now, I think that pair program is going to be done by a co-pilot, right? You as a developer sitting along with a machine and writing a code together and, you know, producing an output that perhaps took a little bit more time and had a different quality. So, yeah, exciting times.
Yeah, and I've been using, say, ChatGPT and other things, but mostly ChatGPT for developing course materials because instantly whenever I want feedback from, okay, so I'm working alone in my home. Sometimes I can ping someone over Slack and we'll get on a huddle and then we'll do a little bit of pairing about getting feedback on does a slide work or not. But I found myself able to use ChatGPT to give me feedback on, so for example, I wrote some pseudocode because it was for a slide deck and I said, I thought to myself, of course, I know know what my pseudocode means. I wonder what if somebody else would know. And I passed it along to ChatGPT and I just asked it, so what do you think this code does? And it you know, it was, and what, how do you think it's, you know, well organized or not? And so I just had it critique my code, which actually did a reasonable job. So definitely there's new tools out there that we need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
There's a past episode where I had an agile coach who has a product called PO Pal, where he has a product that uses AI to help product owners get well-formatted user stories, or if they have a big complicated story, you can tell it to break it down into smaller stories. So it's pretty interesting stuff out there.
Oh yes, absolutely fascinating stuff. I think a lot of GPT models you can create on each of these areas.
And you work in the financial world still, so there's a lot of talk of AI models or AI technology used for like rating risk or making trades on the market and things like that.
Oh yeah, I think one of the industries that is going to be a huge adopter of some of these models is going to be the financial industry for sure. You know, in terms of fraud management, risk management, in terms of if you're in the retail side of things, then the whole customer experience that you provide. And obviously the customer support, is going to have a lot of element of AI instead of human agents. A lot of work can be done by AI and in a very transformative way.
I wonder how long it'll take for the next time anybody applies for a credit card that they'll never have to involve a human from the workflow on that, you know, the MasterCard company or this Visa company will just, it'll be a complete AI workflow, because it's a fairly well-known procedure that the person, the human would follow. You know, they pull your financial report and then they do some, whatever their steps are that they do.
Yeah.
It's a procedural.
Yeah. So how things are working in US for the last couple of years in terms of credit card or debit card and so on and so forth. But I can tell you from an Indian perspective, you know, things are quite advanced already, and AI is going to accelerate that quite rapidly, right? So the whole KYC, know your customer process, and onboarding a client to your database is something which takes 4 or 5 minutes, you know. So what essentially starts, you go to a website, you upload your documents, and, you know, everything is without a human agent's intervention, right? So that was happening, without much of an AI. So in RPA and, you know, optical character recognition, you upload your document, it reads through what your document, it validates whether it's a genuine document, it validates your photograph, you know, it pops up the camera and takes a live photograph, a live video. And all of that is done under 5 minutes, for example. And so that is things that were already happening before the Gen AI explosion happened. So imagine, you know, to your point, that can easily, very easily, the use case that you described can very easily be done without a human intervention. All the checks and balances that are required can be done by machines in a very credible manner.
Yeah. And now as a coach, my latest client is a fintech, financial technology client. And I had a developer tell me, you know, I can't break up this story to fit into a sprint. It takes us 2 weeks and a half to do the training of the machine before we can actually test its results. And okay. I said, gee, that sounds like a problem. I mean, I don't know how, you're right. Yeah. I don't know how to break that one up either, but other than get faster hardware so that it can be done in a sprint, but that's all I have for you right now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
So it's definitely causing some, how do I say, you know, how agile are you if the batch size of the machine learning is too big to fit in the sprint and all that? And
I think it adds a new variable to the equation. So, you know, earlier it was human developers and, you know, how the coaches deal with them and sort of train them or coach them. Mm. Now it brings an element of how the machine is going to, what is the time frame and what is the computational power and, what is the maturity of the models and so on and so forth, right? So those are the variables that are getting into the equation. And the agile coaches better be ready for that kind of questions and therefore the answers.
Yeah. Because I didn't have direct experience that I could draw. I was like, well, this is how I would break that problem down. Like, well, okay.
Hi there, this is Arvind Rathore. Exciting to be here at the Agile Thoughts podcast. Thank you, Lance. for having me. I'm based out of Bangalore, India. I'm a keen agilist. Been in the industry for 24 years and worked with a lot of Fortune 500 different large companies and now startup, and keen to understand how the agile world has evolved and share some of my thoughts in this podcast. Lance, you're doing a wonderful job, and you know, good memories of working with you in the past, and looking forward to very interesting and intriguing discussion.
Links to various articles written by Arvind, like the CIO article, can be found in the show notes. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for easy access. If you're not using a podcast player, just go back to the website where you downloaded the MP3, and there you'll see the show notes. This is the last episode of Agile in the C-Suite with Arvind Rathore. If you missed it all or you missed some of it, go to your favorite search engine and type in Agile Thoughts C-Suite.